I want to talk to you tonight about, my subject is just a new beginning. I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to speak on? What do you want me to say? What do you mean to talk to the kids about the first, you know, sermon of the year of 2012? And, you know, I the same thing, you know, God didn't speak to me.
You should speak on this.
You know, he didn't say that, you know. And an angel didn't come down and go, you ought to speak on this. You know, he didn't say that. It was just a feeling. And in my heart, I kept hearing these words. And it was just a new beginning. Just a new beginning. And I got to thinking about, man, what scriptures go with a new beginning? And the one scripture that came to my mind was 2 Corinthians 5:18. What do you have it up? I got three different ones, and you know me, I don't read a lot of scripture. I like to give you guys like one scripture, sink it in, hold on to it. You guys memorize it, get it in your head. You know, remember that scripture, and through the week, man, read over it. The word says that we should meditate over the word. We should meditate. Meditate doesn't mean sitting there and. I'm not as flexible as I used to, so I can't really cross my legs very good, but, you know, we'll do this. Meditate. It doesn't mean to meditate like you see on TV. That's weird. That's just weird. Meditate means to do the same thing that you do when you're studying for a test. When you're studying for a test for at school, you're meditating on those answers. I'm meditating on them. I'm really sinking it in. I really got to get them in. Because how many of you got a real thick skull like me? And it just takes chiseling. You know, I remember being in school, man. It just took so much chiseling to get it to sink in. But when it finally got in, it was like, you know, I got it. So when we're meditating on the word, we're really getting it in there to where we understand what the word's saying. And this scripture says, and I'm going to go through the King James Version, the NIV, which is the new international version, the New Living Translation. They all say different things, and they're all great. But then I'm going to read you the message, but I'm going to read a pretty long portion of it. And I don't really do that a lot, but I want you to stick with me because it's really good. But the King James, okay. What it says is, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are good. Behold, guess what? You know, if you were to read it, all old things are passed away. Guess what? All things are become new. The NIV says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation, a new creation has come. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. The New Living Translation says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun. Which one did you understand better? The third one? Do you understand? I wanted three different translations because I wanted you to understand that you have no excuse for not reading the Word of God. And as a teenager, this is what I always said. Well, I don't really understand it. How many of you have used that excuse? I don't really understand it when I read it. Yeah, honest, good. I like honesty. And we've made it to where men have researched and broken it down so much that it's gone from, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Two, this means that everyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. That's about as simple as it gets. When you give your life to God, your old life, the way that you lived, should go away. Now, how many would agree that's easier said than done? Isn't it? I'm 41, I'm going on 42 years old, not going on 65 or 66, like some of you think. I'm going on 42 years old. I've been in church all my life, y'all. All my life. I've been pastoring, youth pastoring for over 10 years. I've been preaching for over 12, 15 years. I'm telling you, even me, I still have to face my old man. Well, how do you have an old man, Pastor Danny, if you was always in church? Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. The devil was trying to always keep me from being where I'm right now. Do you understand that? That the devil was always trying to keep me and give me every excuse that I could to keep me from where I am right now. And that's speaking to you guys, and giving you words that you might understand and go, I get this. I want to serve the Lord like I've never served the Lord. So he was trying to distract me and say, you can't read the word, you can't do this, throwing girls all in my way, throwing things in my way, throwing my attitude in my way. I used to always play the drums. That's what I did when I was, since I was 11 years old. I was always on the platform playing drums. And I lived this, check this out. How many, I want you to be dead honest. Let's just be dead honest. Can we be just dead honest and real? How many of you feel like that if you are raised in church, you have a better chance of living a straight and narrow and living for the Lord? Raise your hand. You really feel like that? You really? Good. It's good. How many feel that? That's not true. You're still going to struggle. Okay. Just because, and I'm talking about, I was raised with a family that was just, man, we had God in our house. And I would be up on this platform, man. People are like, man, look at that Danny kid, boy. He's just serving God and everything. But I lived like the devil, man, Monday through Friday, through Saturday. And I got here and played church on Sundays and got up on the platform and played church. I had everybody fooled while I was doing what I wanted on Friday nights and Saturday. And being who I needed to be at school so I could be cool. And the devil was eating it up. But what was great about that was every time, every year, December 31st came January 1st, man, I always said, thank God there's a new year. Because I always felt like there was a new beginning for me. I always felt like that, man, I can get a fresh start. I've been off for 2 weeks. Hopefully people have forgotten what I did that whole 3 or 4 months being in school. Now I can go to school and I'm really going to witness to people. Now I'm really going to be something for God. So, but it was always a struggle. Even today, I still face the old man, and I have to look at him, my old life, my old ways, and go, I'm not doing that. It's a lot easier now. To where in the past, it was kind of like, oh, man, that looked like fun. That looked like fun. So the new year, we started a new year, 2012, and it's a new year for some of you that you're like, man, I just want a fresh start. Man, I want a fresh start. I want a fresh start with maybe a friend of mine. I want a fresh start with my parents. I want a fresh start with God. I want a fresh start with living for him, you know. And you can take advantage of that, and you can say, God, I'm going to do that. Because your word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if I belong to you, God, that I've become a new person, that my old life is gone and my new life has begun. And you guys know the salvation plan. Nobody's got to continue to tell you about it. But sometimes you need to be reminded that you're going to have to face those old ways and the old things that you used to do and turn away from them. That's your responsibility. That's your responsibility. I want to read the NIV says this. I mean, not NIV, sorry. I have to find it. It's called The Message. The Message is real, real broken down. It says, God put the world square with him through the Messiah, giving the word a fresh start by offering forgiveness for sin. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We are Christ's responsibilities. Well, I skipped over. Hold on. The old life is gone. A new life, I think it's Bergen's. It says, look at it. It says, look at it. It's telling us, the word is telling us to look at our old life and look at our new life. Some of you I know are different than you were when you that you used to be before you started coming here. Some of you are not changed at all. Some of you haven't really gotten it. That what it takes to have a relationship with God, to have a new beginning. But I want to let you guys know that tonight can be a fresh start. Some of you, I'm telling you, if you continue to come to this group, you continue to come to this church, God is going to really be revealing some things he wants to do in your life if you'll just be in the right place to listen to him. Do you understand that? Look here. Be mature. Look here. To be in the right place. That means that we are working every day to grow our relationship with God. We can't depend on our parents. We can't depend on our friends. We have to depend on ourselves to have a relationship with God. Put that up. That's disrespectful. Let me just tell you this. You will take you to hell. You will split hell wide open. Not your neighbor, not your friend, not your parents, not nobody. You. You can play church all you want to. You can try and fool me. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to tell you things that you need to hear. But if you want to play church, you can do it. No problem. But you're the one that's going to be accountable for it, not this guy right here. And that's why this year you need to make a pact with you and with God, with your closest friends around you. Man, let's serve God this year. Let's give it everything we can. Let's try it. Let's do everything we can. Man, if you could get two or three of your closest friends that you see every day and you could say, listen, let's serve God together. Let's do this. Let's be accountable to each other. When I mess up, please tell me. When you mess up, I'm going to tell you and help you. Let's do it for 2 months. I mean, let's stop cussing. Let's stop trying to smoke weed. Let's stop trying to drink and get into our parents' booze stuff. Let's stop trying to mess around with stuff that we're not supposed to be messing with. Let's try and be good students at school. Let's try to really do some really good stuff. Let's be helpful. Let's cause peace in our area. Let's don't be destructive. Let's don't be destructive. Let's just see what God will do in our lives. The two or three of us in 2 months, 60 days, just 60 days. Let's see what happened in 2012 in our lives if we're accountable to each other. Let's just see what happens. I dare some of you to do it. I promise you the first 30 days will be pretty tough. And you're going to be going to each other going, dude, why is this so hard right now? It was easier, but we made a pact with each other. But if you'll do it, I promise you, God will show you some things, even when it gets hard, because I promise you, it's going to get harder before it's going to get better. And all of a sudden, you just never know what God's going to do. God is not boring. He is so exciting. God is not boring. He is so exciting. And it's so exciting to live for him. I watch some of these TV shows and we've got some that are in this group, and there's a lot out in the world, but That being tough is so good, so cool. The tougher I can be, the better. If they'll drop you and rather fight with you than talk or anything. And I see how tough these guys, these kids get. And I was watching the show. It was some kind of a jail show. And these guys went to jail for 72 days. And they got sentenced and everything. And he's a grown man. He's a man like my size and everything. And they were in this confined area, and they were crying and weeping when they slammed that door in that jail, and they knew they couldn't get out. They were in a 4x6 room, and it was just close and tight and everything. And these guys were crying, and the cameraman were like, "You're like, you know, how are you feeling right now?" And he's like, "Man, I would do anything to get out of here." And here's the reality. That some of us in this very room, there's a lot of you that go to school with friends that you probably won't even see them when they graduate because something's going to happen to them. And some of you know that's a fact. But some of you, even in this room, you are heading down a way that's going to get you in a place that you are going to be in a lot of trouble. And the moment that you think it'll never happen to me, you're already down that way. Because even me, in the state that I am right now, I have the potential, just like that, to change my future by my actions. And y'all would be like, "I never thought Pastor Danny had that in him." But we always have to be on guard. We always have to be around people that are going to love us and be accountable to us. And we're going to be accountable to, and they're going to say, "Man, what are you doing? You said you didn't want to do that no more. Why are you doing that? That's not like you. You said you want to do something different this year." It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Some of you, there are souls out there that are waiting for you to finally make a stand and say, "I'm serving God. I'm serving God like I'm supposed to. Like I'm supposed to. I'm not just going to be one of these so-called Christians that say, I'm a Christian, but I'm not Christ-like whatsoever. My life's not changed whatsoever. I'm going to become a true follower of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to live like I know I'm supposed to." There are people out there, young kids, that are waiting for you to serve the Lord so that you will connect with them. And they would go, "If that kid can serve God, and if good things can happen to them when such bad has happened to them, I know I've got a chance to serve God." Stand to your feet.